Hello and welcome to Ahead of the Curve. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Amid all the headlines last week, let me share with you what signals stood out to me and what key market events lie ahead this week. The strongest signal last week was non-farm payrolls on Friday, a number that came in at 22,000, well below expectations of 75 to 80,000. It came along with negative revisions to June data that now showed net job losses of 13,000. The market reaction was interesting in my view. First, the S&P reacted positively and then sold off to close down slightly. So the market first traded the rate cut and then the growth scare. For me, the signal was mainly in the likely rate cut. And that's for three reasons. One, July payroll data already told us the labor market is weak. Two, non-farm payrolls are not a reliable recession indicator, and even the more reliable ones that are market-based, such as yield curve inversion, have been poor guides more recently. Third, the economy is not the stock market, and the stock market does not fully reflect the broader economy. The stock market instead increasingly reflects the AI economy, and that is because two-thirds of the appreciation in the S&P 500 since the launch of ChatGPT is coming from companies that are beneficiaries of AI. The AI trajectory, therefore, is one of the most important indicators for the US stock market going forward. In this regard, it was reassuring to see Broadcom's strong earnings results on Thursday. AI semiconductor revenue was a standout at 62% year-over-year growth. The stock was up over 9% on Friday, and withstood the downdraft in the U.S. stock indices. Other important long-term signals came from Elon Musk's pay package at Tesla, the largest ever executive pay package. His payout could reach $1 trillion over 10 years, based on a number of conditions. Among others, that Tesla reaches an $8.5 trillion valuation. That is about in line with Tesla's annual stock return since the IPO. That it sells 10 million fully self-driving subscriptions, delivers 1 million robots, and has 1 million robo-taxis in commercial operation. This agreement signals two things in my mind: the market potential for physical AI, from self-driving cars and taxis all the way to humanoid robots. In our CIO estimates, we believe that physical AI at scale could mean compute requirements two orders of magnitude larger than the current install base, providing a long-term tailwind for the semiconductor industry. Two, that the wealth creation on this exponential innovation curve could become increasingly uneven, with the potential for adverse social and economic outcomes down the line. Zooming back to next week, the most important macro data point is the CPI print on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. The print should not derail the likely rate cuts. Fed Chair Powell suggested in his Jackson Hole speech that he considers tariffs to have a one-off impact on inflation. The Fed will therefore likely look through a higher-than-expected inflation number. Yet an inline inflation print could mean accelerated rate cuts. The risk-reward for equities and bonds is therefore skewed to the upside. So our key message remains to use macro and seasonal volatility to buy the dips in U.S. equities. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.